Now that the global economy is reawakening, our attention must turn to areas where MSPs can achieve success and learn from the past to avoid areas which may not be ready for business as usual. We'll discuss this topic and more on today's program.
You are entering the MSP Zone, a podcast for the managed services community, covering news, analysis, and interviews from around the globe. Elevate your MSP game by staying in the MSP Zone. And now, your host, Charles Weaver.
Good day, everyone. Welcome to the program. We are back with Aaron Farajan, Executive Vice President of Asegra, and we are talking the reawakening of the economy and specifically what MSPs are going to need to do over the next, probably not months, but weeks. What are MSPs going to have to do to start to position themselves for success? And the general consensus seems to be that things are not going to be exactly the way they were right before, like the first part of March, the last part of February, when we were just about to go into the quarantine. Things are going to look very differently. Things may already look differently for your practice. And that's what we're going to talk about today's program and get some hopefully good guidance and answers for you guys. Aaron, welcome back to the program as always.
Thanks, Charles. Thanks for having me back.
All right, let's get to this. I think a lot of MSPs are anxious, excited. They're ready to get out. They're ready to, you know, obviously do the things that as humans they've been prohibited from doing over the last several months. But MSPs now as business owners and business operations have to start to look at what the next 6 months is going to look like, this V or U, whatever the recovery is going to look like. People have said we might be going into a recession, certainly in some industries. I think that's highly likely. For how long, we don't know. But we have to rebalance, right? You and I were talking offline just a moment ago about the rebalancing of your stock portfolios, you know, and it typically is done if you have a good money manager. They reshift you from certain stocks that are not doing so well and put you into things that they think will do well. It looks like we may be heading into that type of a recalibration for MSPs across the board. Is that an overstatement?
No, I don't think it's an overstatement. I think it's absolutely one of the things that MSPs, that we speak to are doing. The better MSPs are doing that. What they're doing is they're looking at their customer base. Just put the tech stack aside and look at their vendors and seeing which vendors are, you know, helpful in positioning them to be successful, but put the technical bit aside, put the business hat on for a second. They're looking at their customer base and they're trying to categorize them through different lenses, size of businesses, geography of business, SMB, SME, mid-market, large, geography, industry vertical. Just really understand their business, but then also see what services are the different categories of customers subscribing to. If there's a specific industry vertical or size of customer or region of customers that are not taking on specific types of services that are making them as a customer sustainable and less risky. What I mean by that could be maybe you're not providing backup for them. Or maybe you're not delivering remote work capabilities for them. Maybe you're not delivering cybersecurity for them, right? So you want to understand who are those customers, what categories do they fit in, and you want to make sure you don't have too many of those risky customers. Really begin to think about which are my customers that are risky and less risky. Less risky being more sustainable. They buy more of the services that make them as a business more sustainable and profitable. You might have some customers that you took on 5-7 years ago that you make very little margin, but you have them because you know their next door neighbor's grandmother's sister, and it's just, you know, but you take them on as, you may not want low profit or no profit customers anymore in this time. So now would be a moment where you say, look it, we love you, but I need you to take on all these services. And if not, I'll be with you for a couple of months, but you need to transition off to someone else. So that, I think, is what the folks that we're talking to on a regular basis are doing. They're recalibrating their business from a customer perspective.
So when a couple of episodes ago, we talked about flattening the cyber risk curve, that's exactly what you seem to be implying here, is that this is now the time, right? I know Canada may be a little bit off in other countries and other states in the U.S. and other provinces, you know, depending on where you are reopening at different times. But generally speaking, things seem to be reopening. Your suggestion is that MSPs have to recalibrate, have to look at their existing customer portfolio and say, who's going to be here? Who do we want to take? And use that as an opportunity to say, look, things have to change moving forward, right? We can't go back to the way it was pre-pandemic. That's what you're getting at.
That's right. This moment in time is a catalyst. It's an inflection point in the market, because ultimately an MSP is in business for profit and for long-term sustainability. Those are the driving, you know, fundamental things. How they get there is all the operational tactics and strategies that they employ, but they're really there to make a profit and to service their customers, and doing that, making a profit and being sustainable for a long period of time. So now's a moment where they do that and refocus on doing that. So that's on one hand. The other hand, you know, I think MSPs are also looking to focus on where the profitable customers are and double down on them. So if you've got customers that you know, and they're employing tactics by saying, okay, do we have 100 customers in the, healthcare industry? Do we have 50 customers in the healthcare industry? Do we have 20, 25? These are the methods that you use to see if you have any kind of vertical expertise. And you look at the market and you see, you know, post-pandemic, where are the industry verticals that are going to move faster and which are going to move slower? And so you want to focus on the ones that are going to move faster, like healthcare, for example, long-term care, these kind of things. Those businesses, many of them have proven, because of this COVID pandemic, to need to have to re-architect and create new processes for their businesses. So MSPs absolutely have to sit at that table, and they have opportunities for helping those industry verticals improve their processes, and technology plays a big part in that, not only in enabling them, but coming up with new processes, new technologies, new data systems, new vendors to help them do that. So that's MSPs are adding a lot of value in doing that.
Aaron, do you believe that we have the data already over the last 2+ months of the shutdown, that the MSP should have the data that says, okay, we know which customers were largely, if not unaffected, then they were surviving better than others, and certain sectors were really struggling. Obviously, like retail, certain parts of retail, right? Not hospitals, but restaurants, hotels, travel. Do they have the data now to make some of these calculations that you're alluding to?
They have almost all the data. You know, for example, if they're doing backups, just because we're a backup vendor, but if they're delivering backup services or they're involved in offering backup services, they will see that their data rates and the amount of data they're protecting, if it's gone down massively, it means the business, you know, their customers either no longer in business or their business has been massively affected because they're not generating new data. So they're not backing up as much data. If they're seeing, and they have all these, you know, this metadata about their customers. If they in the last several months, they should have been in touch and reached out via phone and others to folks that they know that they've had relationships with at their end customers, so they know how they're doing. You know, maybe not, they don't know their books, but they know if they're going to sustain and make it or not, if they've, you know, in Chapter 11 bankruptcy or not. So they should have absolutely some of the data. And if an MSP is listening to us today thinking, I don't think I have my hands all that data, I would say now is the time to begin to get it. You may not get all of it, but you absolutely can get enough of it to help you determine which customers do I double down on, or which industries do I, you know, scale back because they're too risky for me as a customer base. You know, and where do I go? You want to know the direction. You don't have to have exactly the destination, but at the very least, you'd have directionally, you need to know where you're going.
Okay. Let's assume that the MSPs have, if not all, then they have a large amount of data as of right now, right? We're almost at June 1. And they've got data that says the warning signals should be there. They should know generally which customers specifically have been doing relatively well versus those that have not. And then your advice is to start segmenting. And this is largely, I think, a very accurate analogy to the money manager, right? Taking a look at your stock equities portfolio. They should start looking at segments of their customers, not individual companies per se, but look at the customer categories and start to rebalance them. What does that rebalancing look like?
It looks like it goes through a couple of lenses. One of the lenses is which of my services and which customers use services that I broker or that I deliver. When you deliver the services, you have more control over pricing and margin and the account control and these kind of things. When you broker, you have less of that. And you may be less profitable, but you may not have the skills to do it, so you broker. So that's one lens. Another lens is which industry vertical are they in? Do I have too many customers that are in restaurant and retail or in hoteling? And it might take them a long time to get back into business. And so, oh my God, I'm going to have to wait here now for months and months until my customers are able to pay my bills and these kind of things. So do I need to diversify? So it's not just diversifying different companies in the same vertical, it's diversifying verticals, size of businesses, maybe even geographies. Some states are opening up faster or were less affected than others. So it's different lenses that another one is what percentage of my services are these customers taking on? So if you have, again, in your basket, in your portfolio of services, 15 services or a collection of 10 services, which are my customers that are taking on 8 out of 10 or 10 out of 10 or 3 out of 10 or 2 or only 1 out of 10? And those are riskier, and you want to, on the one hand, they're an opportunity to grow wallet share. On the other hand, they are getting those services from somewhere else, so they're riskier to you. There's churn risk there as a customer. So the lenses are different. And I think the faster you do them, the faster handle you have on your business and understand where you need to spend more time.
So to just clarify some things, you are not talking about the just going, shifting to let's pick one industry segment that maybe was not, let's say pharmaceuticals, right? So pharmaceuticals generally did pretty well throughout this. So let's say some pharmaceutical companies, if that was one of your customer segments, the outcome of your guidance is not to throw away all the others and go 100% into pharmaceutical. It is to balance pharmaceutical along with other vertical markets that would give you diversification. That's really what you're getting at, correct?
That's right, because the objective is sustainability, long-term sustainability, and profitability. So you're not only going to get it from, you know, in your example, just pharmaceuticals, because it's too risky to do that as a business, right? You've got too many eggs in one vertical. And if something happens that you as an MSP don't know that could happen, it's too risky. So you want to diversify, just like in your, you know, managing your money, right? You want to diversify some fixed income, some equities, and even within equities, different industry verticals and different types of fixed income. You want to diversify. So, but you want to also know where are the riskier types of customers. And so you got to take the temperature and understand what have you got. Look into the market and see what are the ones that are most likely to succeed. Pharmaceutical is one, you know, long-term care, I think, is another one. There's an opportunity there, I think, in long-term care, at least in Canada. What they've recognized is that a lot of the business processes and the care processes that they had are just now getting re-architected because they've failed in many cases. They've had a lot of deaths, and they know that they have a lot of work to do. And a lot of it is going to be efficiencies and processes are going to have to be augmented with technology. And so the MSPs that are going in there with credibility are going to reap the rewards from adding value there. So that's just one vertical, though. Same with pharmaceuticals.
But in addition to the rebalancing of the customer segments, the customer categories that an MSP has within their portfolio, getting back to your earlier point, which again we talked about in a couple episodes ago, about cyber hygiene and practicing good cybersecurity, there may be some need for really painfully honest discussions with some customers who, especially now as they're coming out of this, this is not the time to let off of the cybersecurity data protection, data preservation message. And there could be a lot of people who are saying, no, I want to ease back on that. But that's not necessarily what the MSP should be doing.
No, that's going to create, I think, risk for them. And they need to be able to tell that story, articulate that explanation well to their customers. In the same way that the customers are saying, I'm going to do away with buying business insurance or, you know, other types of insurance. I think for them, dialing down on cyber hygiene is going to create that customer that elects to do that becomes a higher risk customer. And the MSP needs to be very careful about how they manage that customer, or too many customers that don't do cyber hygiene well or at all. If you have too many of your customers, as part of the analysis, if too many of your customers don't do cyber hygiene either at all or do it very well, you have risk in your business. You have a risk to the sustainability and the viability of your business. You need to sell that as part of your offering, as a table stakes offering. You want me as a service provider, you have to allow me to give good cyber hygiene to your, you know, to your business. Otherwise, you're too risky. You might get hacked, and that hack could be a proxy into my other customers, and I don't want that risk. You might come in and infect my other customers because you're not good at, and you're not seeing the value of cyber hygiene. So yeah, they have to balance that. So you might want to take 5%, 10% of your customers like that, but maybe no more because they represent a risk.
But every MSP has those, right? They've got that one, maybe a few customers that are just, you know, they can't get rid of them. They always are there. They always present a problem. They're an aberration from the other, you know, majority of customers that the MSP has. But this sounds like this could be not only a good opportunity, but a necessary discussion to have with those types of customers to say, now we're serious. We need to change how we interact with one another professionally, or we have to step away.
Or we have to change the way we charge you. You are now a higher risk to us as a business. And here's all the very ample public evidence of MSPs getting attacked as proxies from their customers. Or via their customers. And because of this, you now represent to me a higher risk. I have to offset that risk with a higher insurance policy, more technology and more people to manage that risk. And so I can't charge you a dollar anymore. I have to now charge you $1.50 or, you know, whatever. I'm using that as an example. A premium for that.
Sure.
Right? I would rather take the $1.50 and have you get more secure. But if you're not prepared to do it, I still have to charge you a premium, but you're still going to remain unsecure.
So, I mean, we are making some assumptions in all of this that there are still, right? IT services has been projected by a number of different financial management individuals and firms as being one of the several sectors globally that are projected to not just not just survive, but actually do very well in the recovery. So I think that that's a direct translation to the managed services market. I'm fairly optimistic that the next 6 months is going to look good for MSPs. I think that that's going to be heavily contingent on your advice if they do it, that is. Meaning they can't just go back to the way they were before. And we haven't even discussed the continuation of remote work as an ongoing, almost permanent staple of many of these business sectors, correct?
That's right. So it's kind of this flight to quality. Quality of earnings, quality of revenue, quality of customers. And MSPs are smart. So they're going to go you know, move towards quality and quality through different lenses, through earnings, through types of customers, meaning the quality verticals that will be sustainable, the types of customers that buy the right level of service from them. In other words, cyber hygiene and, you know, all the not just one thing, but multiple things. So it's flight to quality. And MSPs are very good at helping their customers, I think, and they've shown that at articulating that story and explaining, you know, in very calm, down to earth business, you know, eye to eye level explanation of why you need to not buy two of my services, you need to buy six of them now, because you as a business need to be sustainable and I want to be there for you. And if you don't do that, I have to change the way I charge for my services, because you represent a higher risk to me and my business. And if you don't like that, you know, you may leave, but I can't keep the status quo as it was.
Okay. So for those, you know, needing a recap, there's really two fundamental themes, I think, Aaron, that you're talking about. One is recalibrate your overall customer segment, right? Make sure your portfolio of customers is well-balanced, well-diversified, so that if this or something else like it happens again, you won't be caught off guard and no one customer segment will put your MSP practice at risk. That's, you know, rebalancing number one. Rebalancing number two, which is an offshoot perhaps of that, is the reshuffling or readjustment of some of those customers. We're talking individual customers who don't want to adapt to current modern cyber hygiene. Therefore, the MSPs must readjust their pricing to mitigate the risk increase that those clients bring to them. Did I get that right?
That's right. Pricing strategy needs to be commensurate with sustainability of the customer. It needs to be aligned. If you are taking on less services from me, and certainly if you're not taking on the services that reduce my risk as an MSP, then I have to align that risk with the reward. And that means I have to charge you more, because otherwise I can't just bear the risk myself. That's it.
Do you think MSPs are ready to have these conversations with their clients right now?
I think they need to start to do it. Do I think that they're ready? I think the better MSPs have probably already seen this coming and had them. And they know how to articulate this already. And you can see it. Some MSPs have like an offering per seat. And in that per seat price, they insert multiple of the services that are table stakes, including security and security hygiene. And other MSPs, you know, allow the customer to kind of rip apart and pick what they want. And the ones I think that have had the per seat have seen that they are more stable. They are more stable and more sustainable.
You're talking minimum requirements for engaging with an MSP. That's really what I'm hearing you say is you can't
That's right.
let the customer There are, pick and choose how they want their service to be delivered.
Well, I'm saying you can let them pick and choose, but right. It's more sustainable, profitable, and better for you if you have a per seat, and that per seat includes, you know, these 7 to 10 things. And those are table stakes to reduce the risk of a customer to an MSP, right?
To end on a somewhat positive note, but I agree with you 100% that these conversations need to take place today. MSPs, I don't care if they make you uncomfortable, your sales, your account reps have to have these discussions with your clients, and you need to have a good sense of how you're going to position. I think that that's great advice. There are, as a positive note, there are some sectors that are projected to do very well. I mean, financial services, you know, banking, local, municipal, provincial governments, right? These things are not going to go away, and if anything, they're going to kind of pay hopefully more attention to the cybersecurity threats that have emerged since the pandemic started. It's not like the MSPs don't have some very nice, attractive customer segments to target. Agree, disagree?
Agree. There are a lot. There are a number of very good, big market verticals that are going to grow and that will remain forever that MSPs should target 100%.
And every country has these, right? I mean, I know, you know, you're in Canada, I'm in the US, but you have a global customer base. We have a global membership. We all talk to MSPs and they're different things. It may not be the same from, you know, Canada to the US to the UK to Australia, but they all have their unique advantaged categories where they can do this rebalancing and re-diversification.
That's right. They all do. Everybody has a specific, you know, the healthcare, the financial services, all the countries that MSPs operate in have those verticals 100%. So they're there.
Well, I think that's a pretty hopeful way to end this program. I think this is immensely important, what Aaron just said, that every MSP needs to do this. You need to take a look at the data that you've been collecting over the last 2 months. See who's performing, see who's in trouble. Help the ones that are in trouble if you can. But I think, Aaron, you nailed it right there with your comment that if customers in dangerous or high-risk segments are unwilling to modify their behavior, a pricing change has to be in their future. Otherwise, the MSP is just, you know, they're taking on risk that puts their other clients at risk. And I think that's an unsustainable business practice in the long run.
Agreed.
Well, I appreciate it as always, Aaron. We'll see you on our next program. Appreciate your insights and wisdom as always. So very much appreciated.
Thanks for having me, Charles. Glad to be here.
All right, folks. I hope you found that interesting. I certainly did. Leave us a comment. If you've been having these conversations with your clients, let us know. We'd love to talk to you and see how those conversations have been going. But I think this is really good wisdom and good advice for the next several weeks and months for every MSP to do. So with that, this is Charles Weaver. We'll see you on the next program.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode, please give us a like. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast so you'll get notified when future episodes are released. We will see you next time in the MSP Zone.